Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 29 of True Believers. Last week, we read Excellence, Volume 1 and 2, and this week, we are going to be reviewing Green Lantern's limited series, Far Sector.
Acclaimed award-winning author N.K. Jemisin makes her comic book debut with best-selling artist Jamal Campbell as they thrust you into a stunning sci-fi murder mystery on the other side of the universe. For the past 6 months, newly chosen Green Lantern Sojourner Joe Mullane has been protecting the city Enduring, a massive metropolis of 20 billion people. The city has maintained peace for over 500 years by stripping its citizens of their ability to feel. As a result, violent crime is virtually unheard of and murder is non-existent. But that's all about to change in this new graphic novel that puts a unique spin on the legacy of the Green Lanterns. So, first of all, we're sorry that the episode is late because some dumbass went and got corona.
That was me. Yes, I read this comic like a week and a half ago. And we're just now talking about it.
So we're a little rusty, but...
Yeah, I can't remember all the details that happened at this point, but I remember the general everything that happened, you know?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I was about to say everybody likes it, but yeah, no, I loved this one. It was really good. And Jamal Campbell is the one that did the artwork on this one. And I have to say, the artwork on this is probably some of my favorite since we read Immortal Wonder Woman, Future State. Like, it is so good. Like, the colors in this are so bright and everything, you know? Because it's an alien world. I think he did such a great job on this. It's amazing.
I love all the different levels of the world building of the city Enduring. Like, they have the different people who are plant-based and strangely carnivorous. Yeah. And they have the people who are digital. And they have the people with the wings. So the different architecture in the different parts of the city that cater more towards those kinds of people is really cool. Mm-hmm. I love seeing Joe's apartment and how she chooses to furnish it. Like, she has a lot of Green Lantern memorabilia. I just think it's beautiful. And I think science fiction mm-hmm. and fantasy, that's where N.K. Jemisin is in her bag. So she's eating.
Yeah, that's why she's an award-winning author. And also, like, how do you even come up with these ideas, you know? And the fact that N.K. Jemisin and Jamal Campbell did this together, like you said, with the different buildings to match these alien species. And like, how did y'all come up with this? Like, that takes a lot of work, you know what I mean?
Like, and what it's impressive. I think is really cool, like, Joe Mullane, she's obviously a part of the Future State Justice League, yes. Which we've seen. And she's apparently going to be in Dark Crisis as part of the new Justice League or whatever, which is cool. I think the legacy characters should have opportunity to take over, so I'm upset about it, but I'm not mad. But Jamal Campbell, like, this is his second time getting in on the ground level of like a groundbreaking new superhero, because you know he did the art for Naomi for Powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he's in his bag too.
I know, good for them. Yeah, but this was supposed to be Joe Mullane's like intro to the DC universe, because she's going to be the Green Lantern for Future State now. She's a part of the Justice League there, which is cool, you know. Good for her. This is her intro, and this is only 12 issues, right?
It's like 10 or 12, but I love a limited series. Remember.
Yeah, but it tells her backstory like somewhere in the middle. You get a good feel of who she is because it tells you everything about her. No, because we don't know who she is, you know? We need to know, like, how did she get to this point? Like, she's different than a lot of Green Lanterns, even just because of her power. So, it was
cool to learn about her, you know? She's on a trial to become a Green Lantern. She has a different kind of power ring that's not powered by the traditional willpower of the standard Green Lanterns. That she doesn't have a battery to recharge. It recharges organically on its own. And one of the Guardians of Oa has sent her to the city Enduring for, what does she have, like 6 months? Or no, it was a full year.
It was a year. She's been there, she had a whole year.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be like, do you want to be a Green Lantern? Are you capable of being Green Lantern? I think it's crazy that they sent a Green Lantern to the other side of the universe.
This is the farthest sector from the like on the edge of the universe. Like, this is as far as you can go but still be in this sector of the universe, you know? Like, she's barely been a Green Lantern for 6 months. Why'd y'all send her out here, you know? First also, of all, she has a fear of flying. So why did you make her fly across the entire galaxy? That shit's wrong.
And then there are different parts of this series that really just took me away. First of all, the people have no emotions. Like they have, when they first had this three-sided war, they purged all their emotions from society. And so we've got a lot of the digital people who are living in extreme poverty in the metaverse, I guess. I don't know. And their currency is memes. And yeah. Jo has a virtual assistant who she's paying in memes, and she's like, oh, you know, this will feed my family for, I was like, what? First of all, how are you poor and digital?
And the thing is, it's literally like Earth memes. Like, how did you get this from across the galaxy?
They have a meme black market.
Yeah, like they're memes from Earth. It's, which I guess that's why they're valuable. They came all the way across the galaxy. But and still,
they offered, and since the initial purging of emotions, they have they pass it down. It's genetically passed down through like progeny. So even though it's been generations and generations since, people are still living like this. And they have a drug. I think it's called Fadeaway. Was it Fadeaway? Or is that from Saga? No, okay. So it's not Fadeaway. Fadeaway is from Saga. They have a drug called something.
Can't remember. I didn't write this down. I should have.
It spurs emotional reactions in people. So people will take it. They get high on life.
literally, it just brings back all your emotions, which this is an interesting concept. First of all, like to get rid of people's emotions just because is that they lost the war? Is that why?
And no, it's because they all won the war and decimated each other.
Oh man. And oh yeah, okay, so the whole thing even starts off with like a murder happening. This is the first murder in 500 years, but the, was it a wife or a husband? Either way, the spouse of the person who died like can't show proper emotions of the person who just died. So you're kind of even starting off like, what the fuck, why do we just not care about this guy?
But my thing is like, how can a society purge emotion? Like that's impossible. First of all, mm-hmm. And we're not going to bring up Star Trek because Vulcans have emotions. They just manage them. I just like how not even repression. They just manage them. They're like, listen, we act up when we act out. So let's just not act. And I'm period. Because some of y'all don't need to act. Like Spock's brother tried to convince them that they were going to go see God on the far edge of the universe. Something about that. I was like, no. But how do you fall in love? How do you have a sexual connection with somebody or a romantic one? How do you grieve a loss? There are so many limitations of trying to live in this kind of perfect society. And it comes to it's not any wonder that people are revolting. Like the first murder was this plant lady thing. I don't remember what they're called, the plant people who were carnivorous. She just kills a guy in the street. It's just some random guy. I think he was like a teacher or something. She was a teacher, I think. And then Jo goes to investigate. She goes in there to interrogate her. Guess what? Dead as hell. Somebody running off from that murder. They don't catch the murderer. She finally flies and she grabs a random old lady in the atrium who was like, hey there, youngin', you look a little nervous. My niece gets nervous when she flies too, and she like just gets her down to the ground. And I was like, that would humble me. Like, I don't think I could perform my Green Lantern test after that.
Yeah, because these are the other people, not the plant people or the...
These are the wing people.
The wing people, yeah.
Not the digital people.
The wing people were kind of crazy looking. I'm not going to lie to you. They were cool.
The wing people weren't crazy looking. They looked normal. They just got wings.
They had wings and some of them had tails.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. But it's like a different kind of alien that we've seen before. Like I'm telling you, the concepts in this were really, really cool and different. Like you don't see these plant creature thingies anywhere else. Like,
and
they that's just a side note.
And when I tell you they were carnivorous, I feel like I'm understating that. Like one of them straight up told Jo, he's part, they have a city council for the city enduring, and he's like, you smell delicious. And he was like, for us carnivorous plant people, he's like eating another person is like the most intimate act. And he was like, he's like, we become one with them, we experience them. And he's like, but we used to do it with consent. And then I was like,
what the fuck? And Joe even has like a winged person girlfriend thing. I don't even, you know, I don't know what it was, but
she's not her
they
girlfriend.
Were dating.
They were together. Smashing.
Yeah, there. That's
she became her girlfriend by the end, but at the beginning they were. But this girl was like, they hadn't been smashing. She's the cop, the head cop.
And she's like, okay, so these carnivorous people, they mean well when they say these things, but like, I know it's scary because we don't want to get eaten. You know what
First
I mean?
First of all, she said they mean well when they say these things because it means they respect you. But don't forget that they are serious. They do want to eat your ass.
Like, they will eat you. Like, that's not a joke.
She said, be wary.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, if somebody said that to me, I'm off the island or planet immediately. The city, like,
Oa, recall me. Send it. Where is John? Because y'all know y'all need a John Stewart out here. It don't even make sense to have Joe when you could have John.
Right, I've been a Green Lantern for 5 minutes. Why did you send me with the carnivorous people? I don't want this. I didn't sign up for this.
Like, I had the 2 weeks basic training. No, ma'am. Y'all ain't finna send me out here. I had 2 weeks of training. I could barely put the uniform on. Like, my thing is with Green Lanterns, you know, the uniform is a manifestation of the ring's power, right? Can I please just get a physical uniform? Because you know, Joe has to recharge her shit. Imagine if her shit failed while she was on Earth.
Even on Earth, like towards the end of it, remember how her ring started to fail because it was running out of power?
Ran out of power a couple times. Like, she was down to like 20 and 15% having to try and recharge. And it recharges slowly.
Yeah, this isn't like I don't know. It's not like you just plug your phone in and it recharges in an hour. Like, it takes some time. Like, but it's it's an interesting idea though, right? That it recharges. Yes. Are these like new test rings that they're putting out there? What are these?
Oh, it was just that one Guardian's, like, she was like, this is an experiment for me and I want you to be the person to lead it. The reason why Joe Mullane is even like a contender to become a Green Lantern is because she's a good person who always thought, like, you know, when good people end up in situations that are strange and then there's no way to get out of it because they are a good person, even though the people that they're around are not good. She wanted to be a police officer because of, was it like 9/11?
Yeah, because
it happened like right there. She was right there.
Yeah. She was in a part of 9/11, not a part of it, but she was there when it happened.
She was close to Ground Zero. And so she became a police officer because she wanted to help the city. And then she sees, like, it's like her first year being a cop. And she sees her partner, like, beating this shit out of some innocent Black people. And she said she tried to stop them, but she was, like, frozen with fear. And then she snitched on them. And, you know, police don't like snitches. So she got fired.
Especially because this was 2002 also. So keep that in mind. But also, she was accepted into Yale or Harvard, one of the two. Like, you know, a huge school. And then she still, like, quit that to go be a cop first. Well, I think she went to the army first and then went to be a cop. But still, like, this is how much of a good person she was. She just wanted to help people.
Just, like, I hate to see people who are good get wrapped up in the American machine. Because, as we know, the military is what it is and being a cop is what it is, but like, good people don't survive those situations like whole. They're not the same good people as before. And like, Joe is even now as the Green Lantern, like, in literally in the furthest reach of the universe, she is haunted by the things that happened and like her own inability to like stop what was happening, her own inability to like make a change in that situation. And I don't know, the indecision that she's gripped with, the like fear, because this woman is like wakes up out of her sleep from this. Meanwhile, I be having nightmares, but I sleep like a baby. Like, I have a whole nightmare, roll over, don't even wake up. Just, I wake up like, damn, that was crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was also 2 years ago, and she literally saw this man kid. Like, he was pistol whipping the shit out of this guy, her ex-partner was, for no reason.
He was, like, beating the shit out of this man.
Yeah, like, there was blood. Like, honestly, she did the right thing. Like, that guy needs to be in jail. But he's a probably getting promoted or something. I don't think
he was on paid leave while she was at the bar talking to the Guardian. Also, the Guardian, I was like, oh, who is this beautiful Black lady? I thought it was a Green Lantern. And I was like, who is this beautiful bald Black lady? Okay, Dora Milaje, I see you. And then they get out of the club and she turns into one of them big headed ass blue Guardians. And I was like, are you serious? She came to slay, though. She had on this fire fit. And I was like, period. Yeah, she understood the assignment.
But if this was 2002, why are they just now experimenting on these rings? Because this
did it take place in 2002?
Yeah, like it took place a year after 9/11. For some reason, I remember that.
No, I thought she was a kid because that was when her parents were getting divorced.
When the Guardian showed up?
No, the 9/11 because her parents were getting divorced.
I don't know. Like I said,
I don't think you're with the timeline, right?
Either way. So even if she was a kid, that would have been like still 10 years later. Like, why are they just now experimenting on rings like this?
I think they've probably been doing it for a long time. She said,
it's not even important. I was just, because this ring is like really cool. And it does, like you said, it doesn't even go off of just willpower. It's like her willpower to live
is moving fear. Past fear.
Yeah, it's something like that. To overcome fear, basically, which is a different concept, but it's a cool one. It's interesting. I like what they're doing here.
Especially because the natural enemy of the Green Lantern is the Yellow Lantern.
Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, we were together. They're feeding on fear. They were like, huh, you really thought you ate? Give me that fucking plate. I was like, period.
Oh, man. Back to the story. The murders, I guess, weren't even really that important because we kind of just move past that when she discovers the big picture of these people with their repressed emotions.
She discovers that there's like a whole, I don't want to say a rebellion.
I would. It was definitely like an underground rebellion happening. These people had plans of like, what, like to get our emotions back? Is that their plan?
They were trying to force through a vote of the council, and apparently they had been trying for like hundreds of years to bring emotions back, and the council would always just be like no,
and they covered like, oh, up. Not my problem.
That's crazy. Yeah, this especially definitely does not take place in the early 2000s.
Did you look it up?
I'm not like I'm reading it, and I flipped to issue number 5. Because we bought a digital copy, you know, what's mine is his, what's his is mine. And is you see her is. As a kid, there's 9/11. And then a couple years later, she's the valedictorian. And then she goes to, it's Princeton. She was trying to be a little Michelle Obama.
Princeton.
And then she got a letter from Princeton and from the Army. So she's got at least 6 years doing that. And then the police academy.
Okay, yeah, that's way after 9/11. To be fair, I've had COVID for the past few days and I'm trying my best, y'all.
But, like, honestly, I don't know, but there's a really good line on this page. She says, sometimes you wonder, are you really helping or are you just making things worse? So you try another way. She went back to Princeton.
Oh, okay.
After the Army. And then, and another, you think the world's not fair, but maybe I can make it fair. And then here's this man getting pistol whipped with all the blood.
Yeah, that's intense though. Like, but because of all this, that's when the Green Lantern comes and is like, "Okay, you're a good person."
She's
like,
not even a Green Lantern. This is a Guardian.
Yeah,
dressed to slay.
Yeah, yep. So the rebellion. Okay, so what happens with the rebellion?
Freedom fighters. They have a whole protest in the middle of the city. The lady whose husband was murdered in the first issue, she is part of this rebellion. And then she's like, hey, like, she meets her after, but the council orders them to orders the military to fire on the protesters. And we find out that not only have these have protests and things happened before, but the council just suppresses them with military force.
Yes.
Like they killed a few people and injured a lot more.
Very totalitarianism going on right here.
What and do they think they this keep, is? America?
You know, I was going to say it's a good allegory for real life, but you said it better.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud, actually. But it's just the fact that, I don't know, I love that there are quotes from famous Black people at the head of every issue. Yes. And then they have these pulpy moments at the beginning as well. And they're obvious references to other things in pop culture. I didn't understand mm-hmm. all of them, but at the head of, I think it's issue 6, there's one that's a reference to the most famous episode of Star Trek ever, like the first interracial kiss on TV.
Yeah, the kiss. I remember that. Because that was with he was a council member too, right?
Yes.
I remember.
So she is getting it in with two people on the council, not at the same time. One of them months ago, the cop lady. But the other one, the councilman who he represents the wing people.
She's got a thing for the wing people.
Yeah. She does, because that's two of them.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, but
he is the fine, other ones are, to be fair.
Yeah. And look at the other species. Like, I'm not trying to get it in with the plant people. I'm sorry.
I don't want to get anything in them.
Yeah, exactly. I understand, Joe. That's all I'm going to say.
Makes sense. The digital people, you know how I feel about people and robots having sex. But down with Wanda Maximoff. Anyway, I know
exactly.
Anyway, so this council member dude, tell me why he taking the emotion drug. I was like, nah, it's just emotions taking us over. Hashtag BGs. The fact that he is getting high on this drug, that's illegal. And he's mm-hmm. like, they're dancing. He's like, yeah, this is what we do. He's dancing, smiling, high as a kite, having a good old time.
And again, isn't that also a good allegory? It's like, do as I say, not as I do, because he's part of the council members that is trying to suppress everybody else's emotions with the drugs. But then he's taking the drug that combats the emotionless drug. I said that weird.
The
that
emotionless sense, right? trait, yeah. I get what you mean. It's just the fact, it's the hypocrisy for me. And then it's like, we've talked around every part of this, because so much of the story is her exploring her own morality and then exploring the city enduring. There's so many visual aspects, like getting into the culture of it. The actual plot, where it really picks up, because she's investigating these murders. These are not the only murders mm-hmm. that happen. They don't happen in a vacuum. She chases a would-be murderer all the way out into like the middle of the desert and finds a secret facility where people are being forced to create memes like for the dark web.
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous? I love this idea of them just making memes as currency.
Goddamn, I love it. Sweatshop.
Can you just imagine like a bunch of people just making cat memes and like selling it? Like it's so stupid. I love it.
Like,
I love it. It's how did you think of this, N.K. Jemisin? Like how?
I think you would really like, because I've read some of her Broken Earth trilogies. I never finished the last book, but it was really good. And she has this book called The City I Became. I think you would enjoy reading her work. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. No, I know she's great.
But
there's a reason she's an award-winning sci-fi writer. So,
listen, some people win these awards and they don't deserve them, but she earned that. And when I say earned, I don't mean earned with an E-D. I mean it with a T-E-A-R-N-T. She earned it.
She did. I got to say something about that, but I'm going to wait till the end to say something about that.
What is it?
I think you already know where it's going to go, but we'll come back. We'll circle back.
I have no idea where we're going. Okay, so meme sweatshop. So she gets arrested, and then her girlfriend, the cop, is like, girl, what was you doing there? And she was like, they had a whole ass sweatshop. And she's like, yeah, but they're saying that the people are working there legally and nobody will say they're not. So we ain't got no case. So then she gets mad as shit. When I tell you Joe be popping off, that's my girl. She takes direct action. Mm-hmm. She's like, absolutely not. So she doesn't stop investigating. Mm-hmm. And then we find out what I knew all along. You can't trust robots, because tell me why this robot-ass bitch on the council She gets another plant person added onto the council so that they could block the vote about giving back the emotions. Mm-hmm. And then this robot ass bitch, she, oh, they're called the ats. That's what those people are called. The digital.
It's
people.
Like an
they're
at the sign.
Yeah, they're the at ats.
Sign with AT. It's such a weird name. Like, I was reading this. At sounds like a thing from Star Wars. Like, it'd be a robot.
Actually, there's a thing called an AT-AT. And it's not a robot. It's like a big-ass tank that walks. You know the tanks that walk with the four legs? And it seems like
really those ones practical. That look like really tall dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what those are. Kind of, vaguely. Like, I've seen them.
They're AT-ATs.
AT-ATs. At-ats.
Ooh, now you know some Star Wars per. Look at you, returning to the Jedi.
I mean, I guess.
Star Wars episode we're talking about. Anakin per.
I'll return to that Jedi.
I'll cut your throat first. That was like the biggest laugh I've ever done because I sounded so dead serious. I was saving the death to get to hate it, precious, and I'm sorry, buddy.
I already know.
It's going to be like, climb over your warm corpse.
It's one of those things where it's like if you're running from a bear and you chase somebody, that's exactly what this is. Did I say chase somebody? I meant trip. I'm sorry, y'all. My brain is just not, it's not with it.
He really got that COVID, which is probably why. I should tell you guys ahead of time. Next episode, probably won't have Andrew. I'm probably going to replace him.
And we are not recording in the same room. We are being distanced, definitely. So you know,
we always do though. So it really didn't matter. But
still, wear a mask. Anyways, back to the story.
Anyway, so this ass bitch, tell me why this whole her whole plan was about money. She wanted to take over the city Enduring, and she's like, the best way to do this is to she's got the whole military under her thumb. She's stopping the people from voting, especially the digital people, which are her people, because there's like 20 billion of them. And it costs money for them to manifest in the physical world. So these people are like paying everything that they have to get out and vote.
It's another way of like voter suppression. So the obvious allegory there, you know.
Oh, also that plant lady, as soon as the vote went through and then the ad lady had to reveal the coup that she had done on them. She was just like, oh, well, plant bitch got to go. Her name was Stump, actually, which I thought was funny. She killed her so fucking fast. It was like, oh, yeah, I don't need you no more. Pow! What? We didn't even switch the panel.
This voter suppression, first of all, and this blocked vote, it starts like a civil war for a little bit. And then Joe is kind of like, oh, fuck. Now I got to deal with this. Like, I'm barely a Green Lantern for 6 months. Now I got to deal with this. My ring's half dead right now.
And then on top of that, like, the whole fleet has been attacked. People are bombing. And then Joe is sitting there. Like, she's like, this is literally word for word. Oh my God, every one of you people is fucking nuts. What are you going to do? Rule over empty, dead city?
Mm-hmm. And
then the people are like, just the fact that she's like, ah, well, we'll probably survive. You know, we'll have enough servers. The ads will be good. And then they were like, and you'll starve because there won't be any original thought. There won't be any currency. And she was like, eh. She's like, Earth produces really great memes and they just dump it in space. I guess we're going to have to conquer them. And Joe, when I tell you that powers that ring right the fuck up real quick. And she said, oh, no, the hell you won't. I was like, period. So the whole military is like they're really fighting against each other, like the rebels and the freedom fighters, the backup from the fleet, like the soldiers on the ground.
It's a whole civil war. Yeah, like a real civil war, not like Marvel
like where they were standing in the airport.
Exactly, this is a whole country, because this is either 500 million or 5 billion. I can't remember. One of the two. An insane amount of people.
I think, like, there's 20 billion people.
I thought it was a 5. What the fuck?
You have to count the digital people, too.
Digital people matter, too. I know.
But also, I didn't even mention her assistant, her friend. her name is at I can't has cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was good because there's a lot of pop culture references in this, but I've kind of forgot what I was saying, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's called Switch Off, by the way.
Switch Off, that's what the drug is called. Yeah.
Fade Away definitely is from Saga. And then, so they go through Joe. When I tell you her little We're Gonna Conquer Earth, it powers that ring right up. She is going ham. She got the ring doing all kinds of things. She breaching hulls. She on alien ships. She's like, hello, military. And she's like, listen here. This is stupid. Y'all are stupid. She appeals to them emotionally, which is so crazy because they're supposed to be emotionless. But like they clearly all feel things. So it's like, what is even the point of this? And this was like, it's like you're just dampening yourselves. You're not even not feeling.
Exactly. And the best part about it is that she does appeal to them emotionally after she just caused a lot of destruction. She's like, she could have easily ended this war if she wanted to just by, I don't want to say killing everybody, but
with military might.
Yeah, she could have easily military might. Yeah, but she didn't. She appealed to these emotionless peoples with emotions, which kind of shows how smart this girl is, which is what makes this such a good intro to her character.
This woman is Andrew. This woman.
Sorry, she's full grown. That's what we just learned.
She's a grown woman. She could do whatever she want. Oh, that's Beyonce. Anyway, so Jamal Campbell, he clearly loves drawing black people. I love that so much because it's like every hairstyle, every nose, every face, they're all so beautiful.
I know. She had the Janelle Monáe pompadour. She had it going
on. Oh, that's her Green Lantern look. That's,
I love it. It's so good. And even the winged councilman that she was sleeping with, he had
martyr
dreads or braids.
He has dreads.
Yeah, the dreads. He was looking like it was drawn so well.
He is fine.
He has a sister.
Yeah, it's a drawing, but I would talk to him. He would be played by Trevante Rose if this was real life.
You know, I want to say Janelle Monáe for Joe just because of the pompadour.
She would
like
do
that was a Janelle pompadour. You can't tell me it's not.
You know who I think would be a really good Joe Moline? You know Nafessa Williams from Black Lightning, the older sister?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thunder.
Yeah,
Thunder would be great at this.
I agree.
She would eat this.
But she's already Thunder though, so.
Oh, Marth. His name is Marth. Like, Marth is fine. I still have yet to figure out what cop girlfriend's name is. But she's pretty too.
She was pretty, yeah. Oh, but they all get their emotions back at the end. It was just kind of the.
Well, it's not that they all get them back. It's just not illegal to use
it's
switch
a
off.
Choice. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, if you want it back, you can have it. If not, yep, your thing. Which is kind of how it should have been the whole time, in my opinion. Which I guess is the whole contentiousness in the whole city. But still, like, you know, it works out, I think. And then even Joe, who was kind of not sure about staying here for a year, she's like, you know what? I think I kind of like it here now. And yeah.
Then,
no, I think this
then
is,
of course, they kiss. This is what is a good story without a love story?
Without a lesbian kiss.
God, now this really is Star Trek.
But no, this all happens in 12 issues, and we kind of jumped around the plot because it was a long time ago since I read this. But this story is a great introduction to Joe Moline because she's going to be the next Green Lantern in the Future State comic books, and we needed background on her. And we need a story about her learning how to be a Green Lantern. Like, this is what we needed. And if you look up reviews about this, everybody in the world loves this story because it is written so well. Each of these characters has their own very deep personality, even the emotionless ones. Like, it is such a good story. But the only people who don't like this story are
the racist ones.
Yeah, same thing, right? Same thing.
I don't know.
But
can you be an incel without being racist? I don't want to explore that because every incel I've ever interacted with has been racist.
This sounds like a philosophical question. Can you be one without the other?
What came first?
The incel or the racist?
Or Star Wars? I'll never know because they're linked in my mind.
You know what else is cool about Joe Moline, though, that we didn't mention? Is that she Every Green Lantern ring can translate alien languages. Everybody knows that. But she has a virus that's in her blood that translates her language, and like in her brain gives her subtitles so that way she could learn the language herself if she wants to, which I think is cool. Like, her ring still translates, but it's just a different way of going about it, I guess. I think it's cool though. Like, I would much rather have that.
No, I want both. Like, I'd rather just have it automatically translate the language for me, but then I want the subtitles in real life, because that's actually cool.
Yeah, that's exactly how she has it. Like, she's got it made. Like, that's really cool. If I want to learn this alien language, I can now. I'm not just relying on my ring.
Learn. No, I'm just using the subtitles, just in case I didn't catch what you said. It'll be like Austin Powers and Goldmember, except I won't have all the weird double entendres. Like, when he was like, would you like to eat some shit? And then Beyonce had to move something out of the way. He was like, no, shiitake mushrooms.
It's a great story, though. I think I highly recommend this one. And it's only 12 issues. It's not ongoing anymore, unlike everything else we've read recently. So there's no reason not to read it.
So, also, I have nothing else. I just wanted to say also, I like getting the last word.
No additional. Oh, you know what? No, I don't even want to say it. Never mind. I was going to say something that I will tell you later. Yeah. So any additional thoughts or?
No, I guess that's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
So yeah, thank you for all your support, and we will see you next week when we are joined by a very special guest. And happy Black History Month, everybody.
We're available on all major streaming platforms, and if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really, really appreciate it. Also, if you're wondering what that strange pause was, I wrote something incendiary, trying to see if Andrew would read it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find a DM us on social media, email us, leave a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord. But like I said, we never check it. So bye.
Bye.